This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow, we've got to start first.
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my bad. You were doing it already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It was dead. It is, yeah. It's burned down with us.
Bloody idiots. Get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first? Oh, my... Esther, seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
What it do, guys? It's your girl, Kel Aubrey.
It's my own royalty.
And we are back with another episode.
We sure ooh, are. Ooh.
We this sure is episode are. 100 and... I don't know. Let me check.
I think it's 78. I'm going to go out on a limb.
Okay, let's see. Dun, 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 dun. It's 178.
Sure is. I just saw my garage band.
Wow, that's cheating. That is cheating.
But you know what, I couldn't remember whether I saw it or not, so I was just like,
Yeah, guys,
welcome to 178. Yeah, man. I was gonna say, how's everyone doing? It's just me and you here.
How is everyone doing, literally?
Yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Every time you guys hear about how we're doing, I hope you guys are doing well and life is treating you kind. And if it's not, you gotta keep rolling, just keep going, get up and go again.
Rolling
in the river.
Is that one?
Yeah. Do what tune? But how are you? You just got back from holiday, literally fresh off the plane.
Literally, I am.
That is commitment, boy. Because
I'm knackered. But no, it was good. I went to Barcelona. I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah.
So it's just a nice little weekend, late birthday getaway kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did I do? Like, went to visit like, the cathedrals and stuff, and like, you know, that's like historical, like,
excursions.
Yeah, in Barcelona. Yeah, that's what I did. Had loads of sangrias.
Nice.
Yeah, that was it, really. Now I'm back in this UK. But to be honest, I think the weather didn't shock me too much when I came back, because usually when you go away and you come back to the UK, you're like, oh my God. This weather's hot.
Yeah, listen, yeah, I can't lie to you. I think them climate change people have got a point, because it is warm.
Yeah.
Up in here. So,
yeah,
they've got a point. However, I think they're going around about their point in a very annoying manner. But I guess it's to make people listen. But yeah, it's definitely warming up. Global warming is really warming up.
It's kind of
scary. It's really cold though, because I forgot to put the heating off.
Yeah, it's kind of scary because I think last year by this time it was cold. I remember last year my birthday, it was really cold. So this year I'm like, it's kind of warm. Like, you can actually still go out without a jacket if you're really brave, as long as like you're layered up.
Yeah, but you're gonna catch a cold because this. Do you know? Mm-hmm. But I get cold. Like, anyway, I'm very sensitive to the cold. Even in summertime, I'd be wearing my house coat. So I'm different.
Because I was hot today. Like, when I got back, I was like, it's a little bit hot. Like, you can still feel the wind, but it's still hot. Kind of thing. Like, not hot, but like, I'm warm.
Just warm, yeah. I would say I've been cold all day. But I always think that, I always find that inside my house is colder than outside.
You reckon?
Like, yeah, my house. I'd be shaking my boots inside. And then when I go outside, I'm like, oh, wow, it's summer out here. So, yeah.
You should get an electric blanket.
I should, but I think it's so expensive for the bills, though. This must sky up the bill.
Yeah. And the thing about that is you literally stay in your bed all day because it's just so nice and warm.
Yeah, I love it. I love warmth so much, but to be fair, I dress warm. Like, I'm like the fleece bed sheets and the fleece pajamas and knitted socks. Like, I like being warm and like I'm cozy. A warm babe. I love being cozy. Being cozy is my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, funny enough, actually, I was looking at someone's, because in Boston there's like loads of flats and stuff, and I was looking, because I have a habit of looking into people's houses and looking into people's cars, or like looking.
No, because why is your window open for people to see? You know, but you can see what people are watching on TV. I'm like, are you not scared?
Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. I've gotten into this habit where even when I'm walking down the street, I'm just looking into people's houses. Like, I'm looking at the interior. I'm looking at where people are watching TV. People are having their dinners. So people are literally on their laptops working. And I was thinking the other day, like, I actually want a cozy. Like, I want a cozy house. Like,
oh yes,
when I move out, I want it to be so cozy that I get in, I'm like, oh, this is just.
Oh, that's cozy. A must.
You got the fireplace. Yes. You've got, you know, the nice rug, nice.
That is a must for me.
That is literally, I was like, I really want just a cozy. Like, you know, when you're just outside and you just can't wait to get back into your house because it's just that so is cozy.
That is an absolute must for me. Like, I have to be, I have to live in a cozy house. I love to, I just love like warmth and like coziness and just being comfortable. Literally like the right balance of not cold and not hot. Just in the middle. Oh, that is my bag.
I definitely need a cozy house.
It's a lot, but it's funny because even when I think of like, because I was doing my calendar, so on my calendar today, I said, first of all, some of you don't understand that is the cost of living crisis. People are doing birthday parties left, right, and center, and I'm like, it's cold as well. Like, I really don't like going out in winter because when I just want to get in my bed, I hate it. Even just like from the house to the vehicle, I'm like, I really hate it. And when you think of like doing fashion, like, oh gosh, you're killing me.
But I think the thing is, I don't mind if it's like a indoor space where I'm gonna be warm, but when it's a thing where it's like, oh, like we're gonna finish at a decent time, that's all right. But when it starts itching into my bedtime, or the time where it's meant to be dedicated for me just to be in bed, like cozing, watching Netflix and stuff like that, that's when I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, this is looking a bit long.
Do you know what I mean? So me then again, my
outfits are spread out.
I get what you mean. Am I spread out? I think now, I think December is looking very annoying. Sorry?
When it's back to back, it's a killer.
It's a killer, queer. It's actually like, and I like to have quiet weekends because it's just like, I'm tired. I'm tired. Do you know what I mean? But I think with me, whether it's indoors, out, I mean, anyone that's doing outdoor things in winter anyway, you don't want me to come. You're not serious about me coming. But I think even with the timing, like me time for my bedtime is from 9 p.m. So I know I was really trying to do that.
Yeah.
So I always get caught.
And I'm just trying to have good sleep. Because the thing of black people as well is things don't start literally till the next day, as in past midnight. That.
Do you know what I'm told? I was talking to about it this week. Actually, it was Vic. And I was saying how basically my wedding is going to be a lesson to a lot of people. Because it's going to start on time. It's going to start bang on the time on the invitation. And guess what? If you miss me say my vows or you miss the good things, that's just a damn shame. That's what it is. All this black timing stuff is just so annoying. Like,
I think it's our parents, I think, probably.
I just think it's just black people not taking things seriously. But when I think about parties, for example, like, so I was talking about one of the parties that we're going to, and obviously the thing says 6:30. But I was like, anybody getting up at 6:30? But then why did you send us people 6:30 then? Because I know if I was to get there at 6:30, the venue might not be open.
Yeah. And that's happened to me before, I remember I was meant to go for like these Shisha Sundays kind of. It's not the Shisha Sunday that everybody knows, but it was a similar like Shisha Sunday kind of event thing.
Yeah.
And literally it said it starts at 3:30.
Oh, and it was like,
it was like girls free before like 5 o'clock or something like that. So I got there like maybe like 4:30, like look five.
You weren't even 3:30.
You know, when I got there, as in the venue has not even opened, like they're not opened.
And you know what, one thing I hate being early for stuff.
Livid.
Because what that means is that I could have taken my time to get ready, or I could have squeezed in a nap. But or I could have just chilled. Yeah, it's just annoying. I don't know where it's actually so bad because literally with most of I'll be like, I'm not getting up for that time. Like that party, I was like, I'll get up for nine. I'm missing you at nine.
Even that parties and stuff like that, they'll always put, oh, from 3 to 10 or 3 to 11. But we all know no one's going there at 3. But it's the thing.
Do you know what's mad? Even if you get there at 5 o'clock, you're early. Yeah. Because even if you get there at 5 p.m., you're early.
I personally think I got it from my parents. I'm not going to lie to you. Because it's always like, oh, yeah, like, no one's going to come at that time anyway. So, like, you just assume that everyone's going to be late. Mm. So, everybody just gets laced at things because you think that everybody else is going to be late. So, it's like a cycle. Like, I know that the next person is going to be late. So, I'm going to go late. Yeah. But the other person's also thinking I'm going to be late as well. So, they're going to go late. Like, everybody.
That's the problem in the Black community. Because look how I've said, okay, yeah, someone says 6:30. I'm like, I'll get that 9. It's because I know that when I get there, no one else is going to be there. But everyone's got the same mindset. But the thing is, I've had one too many experiences of getting to things on time. And I'm just carrying last there. And it's pissed me off. So it's just
Do really well with, like, scaring people with, like, closing doors and stuff like that?
DLT.
100%.
Because they'll close the door. They actually close the door. You actually will not be late.
100%. They don't pay. I think if people... With more events and more, like, if more people started doing that, people will not waste time coming to events at 6:39 because not only are you not getting your full money's worth, but it's like you're just wasting your own time. Do you know what I mean? Like, if people started closing the doors at 6:30, 7:30, people will learn their lesson and arrive on time. Because DLT, one thing about DLT, when them doors open, there is a queue already forming.
Listen, already.
Like, people are literally going there. Like, even when we want to go, we're like, oh, okay, we have to be there, like, early because we can't be too late. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know the doors are going to close at 7:30 because they will actually close.
They will really close.
You won't get in, like.
You actually chop breakfast.
I definitely rate them for that. Like, they're one Black-owned, like, event organizer thing that I know for sure that they're going to do what they say they'll do. The rest of you lot, we'll be letting your friends in at 10:30 when the event's about to finish in 30 minutes.
Do you know what it is as well, though, to be fair? Because the reason why, even with events like that, I go late is because I can't lie to you. I can't be in a dancery for, like, maximum. Say it's, like, the best day. It's the nicest day in summer. I'm looking good. The girls are patterned. On that, as in that's not always, you know, that's not, you don't really hit those levels all the time where everyone's in the mood to go, everyone's in that kind of spirit. Mm. I can't do longer than 4 hours max. And that is the biggest push of my life. Other than that, I want to be there for 3 hours max.
No, I think I can do 4. But the thing is, it depends on the motive. And I think it depends on how good it is. Because I think there's certain ones where it's just like, But then again, I wouldn't go if I knew it was going to be rubbish anyway.
But you know what, I think with me, like, doesn't matter how good the motive is, I would just always, I want to get my house.
Yeah,
I want to be in my bed. That is my safe space. That's my, and it's too much, like, it's just, I want to go home. So 4 hours is the max, and that's on my bestest day. So with these events, I'm gonna go late because I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
I can't think of a time where I've been, like, to an event for more, like, as, like, a day party kind of event for more than 4 hours. I can't remember.
I just get bored.
Maybe I have.
There's only so much. But I think it's
more likely it's, like, in a group, so you don't actually feel it.
Yeah, you don't feel it.
Like,
in a
group where it's just, like, it's just, you know, I don't know, like, you're on a table or something. Yeah. Or even in Ghana, have I been in events? Yes, I have in Ghana, probably.
No, you zot, because you zot good nighttime and you get back in there at 6, you get home at 6 a.m. in the morning. You zot are definitely doing shifts.
I
couldn't survive Ghana. That December Ghana, oof. Ghetto.
But the thing is, I feel like when you're having a good time, 4 hours does go quick.
It will go quick, but
saying that now, 4 hours sounds like it's a shift.
It's a shift. This is my retail shift.
It sounds like a shift.
This is my Saturday retail shift.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's magical. But I think that's why people who go to these, like, type of stuff sober and genuinely want to have a good time. Like, I rate you guys who stay for long, because if there's not a bit of, like, if I'm not drinking a little bit, there's no way I can do for more than 4 hours, I don't think. Especially if I'm in heels, like, do you know? Yeah. Mm-mm.
Maybe that's why I can't do it. Because I be sober and I'm just like, Like, I actually enjoy the music. I enjoy the vibe. Like, it's all a vibe. Yeah. It's only so much vibe I can
after a while, And the thing I hate is when I start noticing that DJs are playing the same type of songs, like, again. Like
we've heard Asake, like, 5 times and it's the same song.
That's when I know, because I remember we went to one recently. Well, not recently, but like during the summer.
Is that anyone? That's anyone went to you this year, you know?
So we went to a day party in the summer, and I remember like when the first DJ came on, I was like, okay, yeah, he's playing his tunes. Da, da, da. Then the second one, and I was like, you guys are basically playing the same song. It's just a different.
And you know what is, yeah?
Different when set it, of hands, next.
Literally, when it comes to events, yeah, you need to have DJs that specialize in something, not multi-genre DJs for across the board. Because when you have multi-genre, that means someone's playing Afrobeat, someone's playing this, and someone's playing hip hop, and we're gonna hear Ashanti Foolish. I can only be foolish for so many amount of times, okay? And I think that's why you need to be kind of be that events is not an easy thing to do. We just always assume it is. It really isn't. You've got to be specific. So when you're going on, you're playing old school R&B, right? Old school, what's it called? Yeah, old school R&B. You're playing old school Afrobeats. Cool. The next DJ after you is playing new school. I can't be doing the same tracks every single time. And my thing is like, I'm sorry, are you deaf? Did you not hear that your colleague just played the same thing?
I don't know, because with DJs, I don't know, it might be different, because I know some people like, they prepare their sets kind of thing. So it's like you already have like a list of songs that you're coming to play anyway. So I think for some people, it's just a thing of like, I don't like, it's a shame that someone else has played the tune, but my set is ready and I'm going to play the same thing. You guys are going to hear it again, whether you like it or not kind of thing. But yeah, I agree. I think it needs to be more of like a dedicated, like specialized. So this person is known for Afrobeats. Okay, we're going to hire him for Afrobeats. This person is known for Bashment. So we're going to hire him for Bashment. But when one person's doing an all-round job and you've got someone else come to suit another all-rounder.
You've got three DJs on the plate on the lineup and they're all multi-genre DJs.
And the annoying thing is that they're when they like, okay, it's not annoying, but like when they start playing like an Ashanti Foolish or something, but they've got their own, they put their own twist or twang to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not banging. And I'm just like,
if you're going to, as a DJ, if you're going to be adding twists and turns to music, you need to make sure that it slaps.
Or if it's the transitions, oh my God, there's one, I don't know if I've said this before, but one of you lot's favorite DJs cannot
DJ for shit.
Cannot. What's the thing that where they transition the song? Is it transition?
Yeah. No, mix. He can't mix into another song. And that's one thing about DJs as well. Some of you just be doing
into another song.
Some of you be throwing shattered glass. You can't do that with every song.
It's the actually the plates mad. Are broken.
Okay, so it's done. It's played out. Mix. That's what. Just listen. The baddest mixer I know is Super Mids. Midi can mix anything, your imagination into a song. He can mix the heck out of a song. And that's what I like. I like just transition it nicely. Let it go in smoothly. Like even McThickum. We got McThickum. I just like that smooth transition.
Yeah.
When you're out here throwing in glass, bass, boss, and da da da.
Songs that just help me help two you. Songs that just don't go
they
well
don't go
together.
They don't go.
Ever. And you've just somehow in your head. You were hearing the melodies and the choruses wrong. Now you put two songs that don't.
It's just ridiculous.
Well. Like, and I just think when you play that to yourself, what are you hearing? Like, what is going through your mind?
Like, what's going through your mind when you did this?
Yeah, because this is not right. This is just not right at all. Like,
this ain't it, y'all.
I was so shocked because the way people be hyping up this DJ on the timeline. Mm-hmm. Everybody book this, book that, book this. Everybody book this.
You can hype anything.
Job on you the floor.
You people will hype oxygen and make us think it's about
that's
to be the best thing.
That's what happened McCrispy for us. That I was going to try. Have you tried it yet?
Of course. But the thing is, I tried it when it wasn't hyped. So basically, the thing is, with certain things, you need to try it on your own accord, not when it's hyped up. Because trying to McCrispy with my blank mind, just objectively, I can't lie, it slaps. However, if you are someone who went off the hype, you're going to be disappointed because the hype made it sound like this is about to change your life. It made it sound like it was about to be the spicy Popeyes sandwich.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be on the same level as the
Chicken
McSpicy.
Legend.
No, the McSpicy. Do you remember the McSpicy? Is it McSpicy? No. I think it's called McSpicy. When it had the spicy nuggets and the spicy burger.
Yeah, but I heard it's the spicy nuggets were dead.
I love them. See, that's the thing about people chatting online. Because I loved it. Like, when I remember when I came back from Ghana, because I remember I didn't get to try it, and it was on the time when I was going to Ghana. So I was like, okay, when I come back, I'm going to go and get it. Mm. I got the cab driver to take me to the drive-thru of McDonald's, only to find out that they've stopped serving a day before.
That's the worst.
I was so sad.
I could cry.
But even the McCrispy on the timeline. Ah, McCrispy, when you put cheese, put sweet chili sauce. I'm sorry, I don't need to put extras for it to bind.
Yeah, like, for it to slap. Yeah, it should slap on its own.
On your own. No luxury. It's just a burger. But the thing is, I tried and I was like, you know, it's not bad, but it ain't nothing special. It's just a burger. Yeah.
It's just a burger.
Literally just a burger.
But it's because everyone that went off the hype was disappointed. But if you had tried it, if you had just tried it because you wanted to, it's actually nice.
It was a talk of the town for a whole day on Twitter.
Yeah, like, I know.
People were beefing over McCrispy. Somebody will say it's nice. Somebody come and fight you. No, it's not nice. Somebody come and tell you add bacon. Dude, oh my God. I was just like, you lot are mad. But it's so funny because it just shows you the power of social media that like everybody like wants to go and try it based off someone's opinion. Like, it's just crazy. But yeah, I tried it and I was like, it's nice, but it ain't all that. Like, it's just a burger. I'm gonna stick to my Zynga from KFC.
No, honestly, a Zynga burger slaps, boy.
Literally,
a Zynga burger slaps.
Honestly.
Slaps real good.
But I forgot what I was even saying before this now.
Oh, we're talking about
DJing. And people hyping up stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yes, people hyping up stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like y'all be even like on TikTok, like people be hyping up restaurants, like there's no joke.
Okay. That's another
and
one.
I'll be going there thinking, is this the same place you went to? Yeah. Or have I gone to like a different branch?
Mm-hmm.
Like y'all be hyping up stuff and I'll be going there and I'm thinking, this ain't all there.
It's not.
Really, really not all that. Like, I think I went to one in Birmingham. It was meant to be like an Indian, like Persian. Come and see the way people are coming to hype about it on TikTok. Went there and I was like, yeah, it's all right, but it ain't nothing special.
It's literally not.
Like, I want to be blown away. Like, when I have it, I'm like, damn. And I feel like I haven't had that kind of meal in a while. But when you try and you think, yeah, this is it.
This is just, yeah, this is sensation. You know the ones where you're like, like you just feel it. You feel it deep. Yeah, I haven't had one of those in ages.
But there's so many restaurants like that now with like nice aesthetics, nice like decor, but the food doesn't match up to it.
Yeah,
but they seem to get loads of customers.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. I think if it's nice decor, people tend to tolerate it because for aesthetics, for the gram.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Then for them, it's like, okay. Oh, dear.
That's
you need a flower wall. Once you get a flower wall, it's like, okay, yeah, this is it.
And neon lights.
Yeah.
Starter pack.
I love a neon.
A flower wall and a neon lights, and you're good to go.
Yep.
You're good to go. But yeah, I think definitely try things on your. But the thing is, sometimes you don't know about things until somebody tells you about it on social media, because I didn't even know about the McCrispy until I saw it on. Was it TikTok that I saw it? And somebody had, McDonald's worker had shown the till. And it said, oh, McCrispy coming in, I don't know, whatever, something, September or something like that. And then I was like, okay, but.
Let's try a bit of this.
I even tried at McDonald's abroad. And the menu is very extensive compared to the UK. And they be having chicken wings in McDonald's.
Ooh, I think everything abroad is always nicer anyway than here. Because even when I think of. The McDonald's in Amsterdam. I need to go to Amsterdam again. That slaps. It tasted like real chicken.
Yeah.
It tasted real seasoned to the bone.
I should have had the KFC there too. Ooh,
oh, girl. I said, this is.
They used to give you them little scones.
Oh, like scones. Yeah, oh, yeah, the little, yeah. Because even when I had I even got McFlurry there and they give you sauces, like chocolate sauce to add to it. And I said, this is sensational. And when I think of the KFC in Morocco as well, that was banging.
Oh, yeah. We
the batter
that,
was so nice and
every
soft.
Every day.
Yeah, because the food was just not it for me. I don't want to disrespect anybody, but I'm very picky with food anyway. Like, I'm stupid picky, so.
I think that's one place that I really struggled with food, like going on holiday and really struggling with food. Like, imagine if we didn't have breakfast.
Yeah, this is why whenever I go on holiday, I have to do my breakfast.
Yeah,
it has
that's
to happen.
A must.
Otherwise...
That is the like that's the bare minimum of breakfast.
Yep.
Like, because one thing I hate is waking up and going to search for breakfast on holiday. Like, I just can't be bothered to do all of that. I don't mind going for lunch or dinner, but breakfast, I need to have my breakfast.
I need to have breakfast
to start the day. Otherwise, my belly gonna hurt too. So that's another thing.
I need to have breakfast, man. I can't. Yeah. It will ruin my day.
I've heard about the KFC in Jamaica. Apparently is nice.
Really, like, I can imagine that.
Even on Rojas of Atlanta. So Marlo and Candy had an argument over dinner, and then Marlo had went to go and get the KFC wings. Candy was like, she had heard about the KFC in Jamaica, but because she wanted to try it, she had to let go of her pride and go and ask Marlo for some of the wings, even though they were arguing the night before. And I was like, I can't imagine myself doing that.
I'm so good. That's funny.
That's when I knew she was a true foodie. Like, Yeah, you can tell.
I'm a foodie, but Candy, darling. Because you know what always gets me is when, like, it's her cameo appearances when, like, they're arguing. And this is just yum yum yum, just eating as she goes along. I love it, man.
Yeah,
can't come and dive in this world for foods. I'm here for
But on the topic of Real Housewives, Portia and Simon Gabadia have released their pre-wedding photos. I'm not gonna lie, I'm shocked.
I can't believe she's actually going through with this. Like, she's doing this for real. Well, first of all, Uncle Simon looks good. He's definitely keeping up.
A whole makeover.
She
made him get a whole makeover, which I rate because it's like, if you're gonna be my man, you have to.
Yeah, you need to level up.
Because he's not looking at the Simon from. Well, I can't remember what season it was, but he's definitely not looking like that Simon. Like, he has changed.
But my thing is, he
looks like scrumptious.
But my thing is that he does actually. I won't even lie. But I just can't believe that actually, like, this is you're serious, Portia.
Yeah, but in a way, I'm kind of happy for her because I feel like even though she was married to Cordell, I feel like she's had other situations where it's never really gotten to this point of where her and Simon are now. And it's like,
no, she was here with what's his name, Hot Dog Man.
Yeah, but they never actually made it to a whole, you're about to actually get
a photo shoot. You know what? Yeah, I always say that. I always say that I respect and absolutely love women who, the meeting's going to end in 10 minutes. That's fine. But I always say that I love women who, like, they just get up and go again. This didn't work out. That's fine. Guess what? I'm going to go again and again and again.
I'm not built like
and
that.
Again.
I can't. Like, anyway,
no, you have to. But if the person you want to be with doesn't want to be with, what are you going to do? You have to.
Yeah, that's fine. But as in, I don't mind leaving. I'm just not going to go again. Like, I'm actually not doing it again.
You're not doing what again, please? I don't understand.
As in, if me and someone don't work out, you know how some, like Portia, for example, when her and Hot Dog Man didn't work out, like, she was just like, okay, we move. Or like, even when her and Cordell didn't work out, she was with that young boy that didn't want to have a kid. Like,
what do you mean you're not doing it again? You have to go. No, what are you going to do, Equia? What's the solution?
As in, I'm done and I'm just going to be by myself. Oh my God.
Okay, you're very dramatic. I'm not doing this with you today. I'm really not.
I'm being so serious.
Nah, girl. One thing about me, I'm going to go again.
I can't because I'd be keep going and I'd be keep stopping. So I'm
no, and that's the point because you have to keep going until you find the one. The way this life is interesting, like I think if we really deep what like the journey of love is, and relationships and marriage or whatever, if that's what you want, let me just say partnership because it covers all. Like you meet people and you have to see whether this person is compatible and you tick the boxes that makes you want to stay together. So when it doesn't work out with this person, of course the human emotions are there, you're used to the person, of course that's all normal, but all for me, I just see it as you're just not the one. So I'm one person closer to my one, or
that's a very not like it's a good way to look at it, and I think it's just like a logical way of looking at it because obviously you, like you said, you can't be with somebody if you don't want to be with you. Like, you can't stick yourself to somebody that doesn't want to, do you know what I mean? But for me, I'm just like, at this point in my life right now, like, I'm done. Like, we're done. I'm done. Like,
you're done.
That's why I rate women like Portia, like, because she just keeps going, and I'm just like, you are a soldier, like,
yeah,
because she's been through a lot, and especially when it's public as well. So I think maybe when she met Simon, she was just like, listen, if you want to do this, we're not going to waste any time, like, let's just go. Obviously the way they how it started was a bit questionable, loads of question marks, but I'm just like, girl, you kept going, and now you're literally nearly here, like, you're nearly at the finish line, like, you go, girl, you go. This is, if this man makes you happy, then he makes you happy. And
I love it for Portia, man. I love women who just, like, it didn't work out, that's fine, guess what,
yeah,
I go again, like, I love it. Even like the other day, is it Mel B? She's engaged again. J-Lo engaged again. Like, I love,
I think
that
J-Lo's because... the, is, you know, if there was like a tree,
oh no, J-Lo
J-Lo's at the top,
she's at the top, J-Lo, no one, no one moves
her
forward like J-Lo.
Ariana
does.
Grande,
oh,
them two,
Ariana Grande, I love it. I honestly absolutely adore women who
they
didn't work out. That's fine. Like,
love again.
Ah, nothing can make them not believe in. I'm built like that, you know, because there's nothing in this world that can make me not believe in love. There's nobody that can make me not believe in love. Sorry, this didn't work out. That's fine. Me, I will cry. I'll mourn it.
Yeah.
But guess what? We go again.
Yeah.
And it's even exciting. The next person. Let's see what you bring to the table.
I ain't going again. Like,
nah, man. Yeah. I know what I want, man. You have. I have to.
It'll be a couple of months.
Say again.
I said, even if I go again, it'll be a couple of months.
Oh no, you have to have the right time of time to go again within a decent time. You absolutely can't go again straight away. You can't. That's not healthy.
You
gotta be healthy with it.
Definitely,
and me, sometimes it takes me a year because as much as I love love and it's, okay. I don't wear it on my head. Like, I don't make time for it. It takes. It takes a lot to grab my attention. It really does.
Same.
So that's why when it does and it doesn't work out, it's just like, oh man.
But and that's why
again,
me,
we go again.
I'm just like, I'm not going again right now.
But we go again.
I rate Portia for that, like, determination and willingness to just keep going, because it's not easy out here. And these are just the ones that we even publicly know about. So let alone the ones that, do you know what I mean? Now, even Cynthia, for example. That woman, one thing about Cynthia, she's gonna get married and she's gonna get a divorce and she'll get married again and get a divorce.
And I love it. Like,
and the thing is, people shame her because even I remember when they announced that her and
Mike
are getting a divorce. People in the comments that at this point, Cynthia might be the problem because she can't keep a man, blah blah blah. And I just think it's just so wrong of us women to think like that, because Cynthia to me looks like when we're not having fun no more, there's just no point of us carrying on, like,
and quite honestly, it'd be like that sometimes. Because what are we doing here?
What are we doing? And she literally, I remember I saw a statement saying that, like, she was saying that it was getting to the point where they weren't gonna be, they wouldn't even be friends. So I think that's where she was just like, okay, we might as well just call it quits now before we, like, it gets very toxic or, you know,
just hatred like that.
Yeah,
no, man, I love that. I think if something's not serving you anymore, playing the role in his playing your life,
yeah,
you
definitely
go. All this suffering and suffering and writing things out, I'm sorry,
yeah,
I only have one life, I can't die like that.
I definitely agree that if something's not working, just go. But I think at the same time, like, some also do the work too,
but sometimes there's only so much work a person can do. Sometimes there's only so much work I can do. There's only so much offerings I can offer. And I gotta put my bag and go. And on to the next one.
That is true.
But
true.
No, it's I'm wondering whether she's got a thing with Bravo to show us the wedding, because I wanna watch it. I feel they should do a wedding special. I don't think they do
that. She will.
I don't think she will. Because I think that I think she's a coward. I still think she's a coward.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you took
someone's man, and then you didn't have the, you didn't want to face the music. No, sis, stand in it. Yeah. That's your man's, right?
If they were both were reversed and it was, God forbid, Kenya, she would have been cussing. Like, she would have been literally chatting shit. Even if it was any other woman on the show, she would have been chatting shit. So I think for me, it is a bit cowardly to be like, oh, I don't want to be on Real Housewives. I want to have my own show. And also, I think because of how bad her family one went, I don't think they might not film the wedding unless they offer her like a big check. Unless Andy's just like, we're gonna pull out the stops and give you a fat check for this, because that family show that they did was horrible, absolutely horrible.
It was mad.
Like,
that's why I'm still shocked that they've gotten to this point. But one thing I've noticed as well is that when these African Americans marry like Africans, like they start to see their true, like they start to realize their African roots, because I think Portia's recently been using a lot of like Nigerian dressmakers and stuff, and like listening to Afrobeats in her stories and stuff like that, and it's just like she's really trying to like kind of like how do I say, like she's trying to get to know more about his side of like his culture and like being African and stuff like that, because I think she's using is it Matapida, I don't know if I'm saying her name properly, but she's at one of these like high-end like Nigerian dressmakers. I think even Portia, she showed it on stories, right?
Yeah, did you see
or
it
live? Yeah, I've seen it, but I didn't see it properly. Nice. I just saw it was red with feathers or something at the bottom. The bottom.
No, it looked very nice. It's like a proper, it's proper, proper nice.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I like the fact that she's or something. You come on?
I can't wait to see her in like a gele. Like, do you think she's gonna wear a gele, like the traditional?
Yeah, she wears already.
Does she?
Yeah, if you go on her page, she's been to Nigeria and everything.
Yeah, no, but as an, like the traditional Nigerian like, attire like, that you wear when you're getting married.
Yeah. The Ashwabi and everything. She's worn that before. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Yeah, because she's been to Nigeria with him, and I think they had like a little family introduction thing as well in Nigeria.
Oh. I see.
I'm screaming. She brought up a picture one time and he had pictures of different Ashwabi, and she's like of different styles, and she said looking for a tailor here to make Ashwabi in Atlanta. How cute. where is it? There's even a time people were saying that she's pregnant.
I would not be surprised. But I think she's
Portia gets a man quick though. She falls in love way too quickly.
She's a hopeless romantic.
I
wonder what her star sign is.
If what?
I wonder what her star sign is.
Like, girl.
Yeah. One thing about Portia, she gonna love. She would definitely love.
No, but sometimes it's like, ma'am, like, take a beat.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, I just think sometimes you need to be by yourself as well.
That's what some period. Not her dog, man. We're still calling him. What's his name? Dennis. Dennis. Dennis was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Guys, so basically, right? We recorded the pod in 2 parts. The first part is obviously what you've heard up until this point. The second part, I did not press record, and we were talking for a good 40 minutes. And I'll be honest with you, we gave you the finest of gists. I don't have it in me to go again. I don't. So
guys, it's a shame, but enjoy the first couple of the first half, I would say, and we will see you guys next week.
Like next week,
because literally.
Yeah.
Just to say again, we've got the names of the people.
Again, didn't hear the first time.
Well, because you didn't hear it. We've got the names of the people who want to come. We're gonna let you guys know for the end of year episode for you guys, our listeners, to join us. So we'll let you guys know. But yeah, we appreciate you guys, love and support. And we will speak to you guys next week.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.